In the Middle East today, the military wing of Hamas said it would no longer honor the de facto truce with Israel that's been in effect for the past 15 months. The announcement was made after a deadly day. At least 14 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli air and artillery strikes in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says the attacks were in response to a surge of rocket fire from Gaza into southern Israel. NPR's Eric Westerveld has details from Jerusalem.
This latest wave of violence started with an airstrike last night. It killed Jamal Abu Samhadana. He founded a militant group and was recently named by the new Hamas government to lead a security unit in the Ministry of Interior. The 43-year-old explosives expert was near the top of Israel's most wanted list. Israel Defense Force Captain Noah Meir says Samhadana and his followers were responsible for scores of attacks on Israelis and were top suspects in a 2003 attack on a U.S. diplomatic convoy that killed three American guards.
We're talking about very serious terrorists here who have a lot of blood on their hands and have the intent, as we saw last night, from their training to continue carrying out these terrorist activities.
So far this year, militants have fired more than 500 rockets from Gaza into Israel, injuring more than a dozen people and killing two Israeli Arab Bedouins. Israel has responded with near daily artillery barrages, as well as air and sea strikes at rocket launching sites. Today, two more Israeli airstrikes killed at least three militants. And later in the day, witnesses say Israeli artillery fire hit a beach in northern Gaza, where families were picnicking. At least seven Palestinian civilians and one family were killed, including the parents and five of their children. More than 12 others were injured, according to medical officials at two Gaza hospitals. One Hamas official condemned the attack as, quote, vicious, wanton aggression. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas denounced it as a criminal massacre.
What happened today in Gaza is an indiscriminate massacre, and in doing so, Israel has committed the biggest crime in trying to wipe out the Palestinian people.
Abbas called on the United States, Europe, and the United Nations Security Council to intervene to halt the bloodshed. Israeli Captain Noah Meir says the military regrets the loss of civilian life and has halted all artillery fire until an investigation is done.
It is rare for the chief of staff to order a direct investigation and stop fire on the spot. The severe action which shows how severely we see this incident.
But Hamas's armed wing apparently isn't waiting for any Israeli investigation. The militants have largely honored a truce agreed to with several other Palestinian factions in Egypt 15 months ago. But after today's violence, Hamas's military wing issued a statement saying the truce is dead. The statement read in part, quote, "The Israeli massacres represent a direct opening battle, and that means the earthquake in the Zionist cities will resume," end quote. Hamas's political wing had no immediate comment on that declaration, but Hamas leaders called the bloodshed a major intensification. Khalid Abu Hilal is the spokesman for the Hamas-led Palestinian Interior Ministry.
We consider this targeting of Abu Samhadana, the overseer of the Ministry of the Interior, as a serious Israeli escalation and the realization of earlier threats to target symbols of the Palestinian government. We have announced before that we are a legitimate resistance government.
This latest violence comes as Hamas continues to resist pressure from President Abbas to sign off on a proposal for a future Palestinian state that implicitly recognizes Israel. Abbas is scheduled to formally announce a date for a referendum on the proposal tomorrow. But Hamas tonight seems as far away as ever from recognizing the Jewish state, and its armed wing may be preparing for a new wave of attacks. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.